Oasis Audio presents The Reluctant Prophet by Nancy Rue, read for you by Kirsten Potter. What I am commanding you today is not too difficult for you or beyond your reach. No, the word is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart, so you may obey it. Deuteronomy 30:11-14. Life is a church. These are the sacraments. This is the altar. Love is the spirit, making the blue planet turn. Marcus Hummon. Chapter 1. I found Jesus 7 years ago, but until that Sunday morning, I didn't know what to do with him. It wasn't for lack of asking, nor was I above whining. I'd even taken to begging. That day, in my usual third row from the back pew in Flagler Community Church, I started into what I called Alison Chamberlain's pathetic pleading prayer. Come on, I get it already, but what am I supposed to be doing about it? I had the usual undeniable sense that God was listening, probably leaning over to Jesus and saying, "There she goes with the badgering, son." What I couldn't sense was his adding, "What do you say we throw her a bone?" I'd have taken anything and run with it. I recrossed my legs and tugged my uniform jacket over my hips and noticed that it didn't quite shimmy down like it used to. Too much time spent sitting in a carriage waiting for a fare. I folded my hands, angelically prayer-like, in my lap and refixed my gaze on the Reverend J. Garrett Howard, who was holding forth from the center aisle. This was his first Sunday not preaching from the cantilevered pulpit that hovered above us, like care flight from heaven. He said at the beginning...